That was Chasing Summer on the album of the same name by Gardens of Agony. And our last guests for today are some of the members of Garden of Agony, here to share about their new album and what they've been up to during the pandemic months. Welcome you all, and I'll have you introduce yourself. So maybe if Darren, you could start.
I'm Darren Friday. I play the bass.
And Caleb?
Hello, I'm Caleb Friday. I play the drums.
And David.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm the guitarist for Garden of Agony.
It's good to have you guys on here.
It's good to be on here.
So one of my
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. One of my first curiosities, and after playing that song too, is like, can you tell us a bit about the album name, Chasing Summer, and what inspired that and what it means?
Oh yeah, go ahead, David.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty, for me, it's pretty much just looking out here, seeing there's not much really a summer, and just like just wanting to always see the sun, you know, just chasing summer. And just a little more, yeah. It's like the little adventures trying to get to summer will be just a little tedious, a little hard along the way, but when you get to the end and you finally caught summer, it's, you know, nothing compares.
Yeah, lyrically, we gave Daisy, you know, ideas for what direction we wanted to go. The lyrics is her being the lyric. I remember we were all standing outside and we looked up at the mountain behind where we're staying, and we saw this that never goes away during the summertime, the land of the midnight sun, so to speak. And we were like, you know, eventually we're going to go away and we're going to go into darkness, and it'd be cool to chase that and, you know, allow that to be something that reminds us in our own as we all go through the struggles, especially trying to do what the world's going on and going through right now with the pandemic. And, you know, we would like to chase days and bring a positive encourage right now. It
got it. Sorry, everyone. This having everyone on Zoom is also new and confusing to us as well. No worries. But Daisy just joined us, so maybe Daisy, if you could really quickly introduce yourself.
I'm Daisy Floyd. I'm the vocalist of Garden of Agony.
Good to meet you.
Great to meet you too.
Maybe really quickly as well, because I'd love to hear your perspective on the question that I'd asked them as well, is what is the meaning behind the album named Chasing Summer? What does it mean to you?
Just to me, basically the same thing, but in the summertime, obviously you're chasing summer because you want to, like, it's just this this warmth that you get from summer, and you get all that, you know, sunshine and whatnot, and it's almost metaphorical in a way too for yourself. And wow, I can't think right now.
It's okay. So you guys had this album come out how long ago? It was this year.
Yes.
The beginning.
I forget what was that, May 5th? May 5th, yeah, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, May 5th. Yeah.
Were you guys still working on it even during the pandemic months, or was most of it done before that?
I think we'd just gotten done with laying down the final tracks for the album, like May, just before everything went on lockdown. Yeah. And yeah, just in Nenica time, you know.
Yeah.
And pretty interesting.
Did anything change for you guys near that time and kind of wrapping up this album? Because, right, just the world has become so different in like our day to days. And I'm sure, and I'd be curious to hear about this as well from you guys, like what making music looks like now that it's harder to just be together.
Yeah. Well, we all live in the same place. So, and we practice in the same place and we do a lot of the writing in that same place. So we were able to continue on with the music, and we had even done a couple hunker down shows from home, and our friends who come out and support us at our live events were all online and supporting us. And we had some pretty good, a fair amount of views that were people watching, and really cool to see them still supporting the music, you know, even during the lockdown. I think we were a month into the lockdown when we did our first Hunker Down show, and it was, I would have to say, it was a success, and got to play the album for them from beginning to end. We had originally planned to do a show ending of March to do an album. That fell through, of course, and so that's a month, or a couple weeks later, we had come up with the idea just to play the album from beginning to end for them on a live Hunker Down type show. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds like you're making the most of, you know, this time, given the restrictions. Is that show recorded, or was it like a one time, like, here's us, here's our album?
No, yeah, it's, the show is available on our Facebook page. You can watch it there. It was, I think, on like April 13th or something. I forget which day it was, but, and then the next, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, we did the next show, which was for a fundraiser that our manager was putting on, Lance Mitchell, and a shout out to him for everything he's doing for us. He's keeping it going for us, and we had a couple shows after that, which was actually out in public, and we took the precaution, you know, went ahead and got on stage again in front of an actual live audience in person and stuff. And that was over 2 weeks ago, and everything went smooth. We went and played for the Boogie, Panhandler Boogie Till You Puke, I guess is what it's called. And it was a success. We enjoyed that. And, but other than that, everything's just, you know, we're in the process of writing, songs for the next album. You know, being that we're all living in the same place, we're able to, you know, do what we got to do. And it's been awesome. We're making the most of everything, you know, during these uncertain times.
That's great to hear. So you're all just kind of like continuing to collaborate and be creative together. I think that's really amazing. And right, as you said, it helps that you all live together, that you all, you know, can do that.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, and but yeah, the it's been awesome. It's been good.
Are you hoping to do any more kind of virtual shows, or what are you planning with that regard, especially with your newest album, Chasing Summer? Or are you now transitioning to just like kind of creating new things, as you were saying? Now you're writing new songs and.
We definitely would like to keep in support of the Chasing Summer album. It's only been a few months since it's out.
For sure.
Second to None Sound is where we recorded it. Debo was the producer. He recorded and laid down all the tracks. And, you know, I think the cool thing about this release is there were a lot of, we worked closely with the producer, and Daisy was in there probably Daisy and David were in there the longest. The rhythm section was tight. We left it alone, and then the guitar parts were laid. So Daisy and David both had spent a lot more hours in the studio with the producer, and the dialogue for songs like Them Damn Aliens and Falling in Reverse song were added. And you know, maybe Daisy can explain. I don't know if you wanted to know what the dialogue was all about in the songs, but you know, the process that she had did to work with our producer was, she was in there for like 8 hours at some day.
Oh. Other. Yeah, I'd love to hear. Which song are we talking about in particular?
I think that's Them Damn Aliens and Falling in Reverse. We have a lot of dialogue on that one. And
yeah.
I think for Falling in Reverse, it has like, it adds to the song and adds more like concept to it. And it's kind of gives it like a haunting kind of feeling, because it's kind of what the song's about is. And then Them Damn Aliens has like, it's really silly. It's a silly dialogue, but that's kind of the point of it. And that was, I think, Jay Botham had a lot of fun creating that dialogue on their own, because it's actually him and a few other people doing that kind of dialogue as well. But what was the question again? What was it?
Just your idea behind the dialogue of those two songs.
Okay.
Well, the Them Damn Aliens, our producer is Filipino, Daisy and David and Caleb are Filipino, so they went ahead and had fun with authentic cuisines that are cooked up by, you know, the favorite cuisines as Filipinos, and the chicken adobo always seems to be a hit, and that's part of what Jabo's idea was. You know, doesn't love chicken adobo. Maybe the aliens do too. That's why they're being abducted. That was that would be the plot behind the story of that dialogue to Them Damn Aliens. And you know, it was something they just wanted to, I guess, fun with, but yeah, that's the best I can explain the dialogue in that particular. It turns out really cool, because we even have sound effects in there that sound like old 50s science fiction, you know, movies for alien abduction. And there's David plays a bow on his guitar, and I think it's a cello bow. Is that what that is, David?
I think a cello or a bass.
A bass bow, yeah. And really, it's what you hear at the end when the public announcement alarm is going off. Went perfect with his bow as he was playing it. It sounds a lot like movie Signs when the aliens are communicating. But it's a really fun song to pull off live. You know, David does a lot of different. He creates a bunch of loops live. He'll lay down one loop, and then he'll start playing that, and then he'll start run over the top of that and start playing, and over. I think he played up to about four or five different loops live. That sound like loop pedal. It's pretty cool. But we are live.
Yeah, no, I listened to it, and it sounded like a very like intricate song. There were so many different moving parts to it. It's pretty fun.
He does that.
So for sure. And where can listeners keep up with your music and any new updates that you guys are putting out?
Right now,
we have a Facebook and Instagram. Instagram's not really up right now, but Facebook is where we're a little more active. And if you're talking about music, finding us on like music, we're on all streaming platforms. So if you want to find the music there, you can do that.
Our new music video is on YouTube.
Oh yeah, Falling in Reverse. Yeah, is it Falling in Reverse? Yeah, that
was... Cool. So people can find you on Facebook, where you're primarily active. You have a new music video out on YouTube, but also all your music is out on Spotify and other streaming platforms. It's all yeah. all good to know. Garden of
yeah.
Agony.
Yeah.
And as we kind of close off this interview, I'm wondering, and anybody feel free to answer, what do you hope your listeners can take away from this particular album?
Honestly, for me personally, I hope that if you can just like one song on there or connect to it in general, because all the songs were definitely written from a very personal point of view, and I definitely have my own meaning to the songs and stuff, but if somebody can interpret it in their own way, then that'd be awesome, just with whatever song they can connect to, and hopefully can just reach, you know, a few people and just, or like connecting with one song. So as best I can explain.
Yeah, that was the song to start off. We're all dealing with type of wondering, like struggles, and it's gonna.
Sorry, Darren, hold on a second. I think there was some noise interference, but it sounds okay right now. Okay. Sorry if you could repeat your answer.
Oh yeah. If they could just, you know, if you listen lyrically in every song, that always seems to start with some kind of struggle or some type of want, like Monday, if it's going to rain, then let it rain. You know, we're going to get through it somehow, and we can get through it somehow. You know, encourage the listener to know that whatever it is that they may be going through, you know, they can get through it. And like Falling in Reverse, again, once again, the dialogue, if you listen to it, interviews from artists like Cornell and Kurt Cobain, and, you know, lyrically, my interpretation of Falling in Reverse is Daisy feeling like she was born in the wrong, you know, era. She could have been born in the era of either with people, Pink Floyd or the Beatles or Led Zeppelin. Or the 90s when Kurt Cobain, Chris Cornell, and all them. Yeah. And
it was kind of like meaning that you can connect with these kind of people who have passed on or maybe are still around, but you can have a deeper connection with them than you do with a lot of people, you know. In a way, like friends, it kind of sounds a little silly, but it's like they're your friends in some way or another.
Yeah, I like that.
Music-wise.
Yeah.
Cool, so, thank you. And that's Falling in Reverse.
Yeah, Falling in Reverse.
Got
it. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners today before we close out?
For music, live music, go online, get the album, you know, listen to it, and give us feedback. You know, we really love hearing feedback, whether it be negative or positive, you know.
Negative or positive.
Yeah. We build on that, so we hope to a crazy ride so far, but we've been enjoying it.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you all for coming on to the show. I'm so sorry again for this. You're right, for the Zoom.
Yeah, I'm trying
Zoom
to
troubles.
Stuff. I'm like,
yeah. Kind of.
But we're making it work. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
Garden Thanks. Of Agony. Sweet. Check them out on Facebook, Spotify, all streaming platforms. All right. And take care, you guys.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.